My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin, Pip, and I discuss whether Han is lying to us or not. So listen and enjoy.
Well, because remember, they work on the element of surprise.
Yes.
I am working on the element of surprise. I know it's not going to go well for them. I don't know how it's not going to go well, but I know they're not getting money. This much I know. And for him to use the word hostage, well, he triggered me.
Yeah, well, apparently. But the other thing is that he thought that this was going to be like, oh no, well, I'll cough up the dough. It's like, yeah, not fake Davin.
Fake Davin ain't coughing up shit, motherfucker.
No, and I'll speak to the gate agent. Why? I'll put the gate agent up. Take this.
I don't want to take the fine.
But yeah, hello.
What part am I playing?
She does play the stressed Asian woman well.
No, she's like, oh, God. You know, that sounded a little porny, but...
I liked it.
Yeah.
how to go on a flight.
Sound really put out and flustered.
Now, that was sincere.
You said these were two phone calls. How far apart were they?
Yeah. Minutes.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't too far apart.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to hear the post phone call? You want to hear that one, or what do you want to do?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that. Running late tonight. What are you going to do?
Sorry, but yeah.
Okay. She goes, why are you yelling at everyone?
That's what I do.
Sounds like me.
And she said you hung up. She goes, I go, you did. Because he said he was going to hold you hostage. That pissed me off. I'm irate. He told me not to. She goes, he told me not to be angry because he mistakenly said that. I go, nope, he repeatedly said it. He sucks at his job. And that is true.
That's true.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm embarrassed. If not for my bank, I would not pass through all this insult. I go, I am furious. She goes, he just helped me pay and thought my bank issues would be fixed before I leave here. I'm so sorry. I go, then he should take his hostage act to the bank.
Hold on, stop. Did she say he helped her pay?
Yes.
Yes. Then what's the issue?
Well, because he wants his money back.
That sounds like their problem, not my problem.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm so sorry. I go, then he should take his hostage act to the bank. I'm sure they will give him all the naira, and that's Nigerian money. She goes, so what do you think I should do now? I go, I can't think straight. I'm seeing red. We will talk later, maybe. If I am ever in the same place as James, my bodyguards will ground him up and turn him into yak food.
I think you pointed out, but they slip big time. You know, you're going to pay it in naira. Why isn't that in Deutschmarks?
Yep.
Or dollars? Or euros?
Yeah.
She's American.
Yeah.
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 I go, if I'm ever in the same place as James, my bodyguards will ground him up and turn him into yak food. I don't take kindly to his tone and his attitude. She goes, well, I'll be fine. Everyone seems to be hurting me more. I go, I'm not hurting you, but don't bring fools to my door. If someone wants to dance, I'll dance, but it is unwise to make threats to my friends. There is a long list that would second my statement. Since you think I hurt you, I guess this is goodbye. Nice getting to know you, dragon emoji.
Wow.
She goes, why are you really picking on the man that helped me? You don't have much business with him. Though you said you only wanted to hear from him, and now I don't know what you're both turning just little thing to bring much talk. He said he would hold you hostage. I don't take kindly to threats.
When she was going to put him on the phone, wouldn't you think if that was the situation, she would say something? All right, the guy is the gate agent, but he helped me pay, so, you know. Just to give you a little preamble before you jumped on the phone. That's how a normal conversation would go in a situation like that. Am I correct?
Yes, because it's like, you know, this guy is the gate agent and he helped me out. He gave me the money, but the problem is I don't have the money to pay him back before I leave. That's how you set it up.
That's how you set it up.
And then you have the guy talk to you.
You don't just put him on the phone because basically you want to get the hell out of there. You want to explain what's going on. All right, listen, here's the deal. You want to speak to him? Blah, 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 blah. Right, here's the guy right now. You know, and that's what you would do.
She goes, but I told you, he has apologized to me here and told me he said that out of mistake. And because he was also pissed, he told me you're asking a much question, which he never asked nothing when he was helping me. Well, he's a dumbass.
He's an idiot.
She continues, would kindly forget about him first and let's talk about mine. Are you helping me? I go, I need to see you. Proof of life. She goes, so are you trying to say I should still wait till tomorrow? I go, not like you could get a flight now anyway. She goes, what are so bothered about? Seeing it a simple thing, I can call you anytime. She's here, maybe even if she's here soon now. But I just need to pay him the money. I go, it occurs to me that maybe right now I'm talking to James. Been burned before. Hashtag Mugu no more.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.